Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Westerns podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is January 5th, 2009, episode 59. This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com Movie and TV Rentals. Amazon.com has one of the largest selection of movies and TV shows for you to rent or purchase. Go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start watching today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 6, 1953, and the title is Pancho and the Parrot. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cisco Kid, Pancho and the Parrot. When the railroad came to the old Southwest, land swindles increased. Struck by the fever for gold or for new land and new opportunities, men would buy anything, sometimes sight unseen, and the results were often tragic, now and then hilarious. Our story opens in the tiny railroad station and post office in the town of Dixon Flats. Cisco and the faithful Pancho are just entering.
Buenos dias, Senor Matthews.
Morning, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
Buenos dias, Senor.
Well, you two have been camping around Dixon Flats for quite some time now.
Si, we have, Senor. We like this little town.
It's very nice.
I'm told you have a letter for me, Senor Matthews. Your son came to our camp last evening.
Yep, I have, Cisco. I'd have given it to the boy to take out to you, but I didn't know if you were there. Here she is.
Gracias, Senor. Oh, beg your pardon.
Watch where you're going, stranger.
Next time I will.
What time does the train get in, Matthews?
If she's on time, she'll be here in 5 minutes. Meeting somebody, Mr. Patterson?
That's none of your blame business, whether I am or not.
What is that hombre, Senor Matthews?
Pancho not like him neither. Pancho think he look like a coyote.
Yeah, I figure he is a coyote, too, Pancho. His name's Patterson. Ed Patterson. He lives over in Adobe City. Comes over here once in a while, look over his property. Owns a sight of land around here.
He owns it outright, Senor?
I believe he does, Cisco. They say he's got lots of influence back in Washington.
Well, his manners could be better. Come, Pancho, we'll sit down and read this letter.
Cisco, read it to Pancho, huh? You know Pancho not can read.
Si, si. Oh, it's from our old friend, Senor Sampson.
Oh, Senor Sampson. He go back east a long time ago, huh?
He left a large amount of money and went back to get it and never returned.
What did he say? What did he say?
Just a moment, buddy. Wait, I read it. Say some good friends of his named Morris, his father and daughter, are coming here to Dixon Flats very soon.
What is this voice say today? There, that, those two.
Get
that,
your big finger off the letter so I can see.
That word, I can see that what he say.
Say, Senor Morris has bought land here. Says he thinks Senor Morris may have been swindled.
He not think we swindled Senor Morris, Cisco.
No, Pancho. He knows we do not swindle people.
No, we don't swindle
people. He merely asks that we do all we can to help Senor Morris. And...
What?
He suspects that the hombre Patterson is the man who may have swindled him. Oh. Pancho, I am sure we are going to have trouble with that hombre.
Almost there, Dad.
What? Almost where?
Why, to Dixon Flats, where we're going.
I wish you wouldn't interrupt me, Stella. I'm right in the midst of tracing our descent from Richard the Great.
I'm sorry, Dad, but you'd better put that book away and start getting our things together.
It's set. My body lies over the ocean.
For heaven's sake, cover up that parrot. That squawking's getting on my nerves.
But it's so hot if I cover him. Really, Dad, you're awfully impatient.
I don't mean to be, daughter, but I'm anxious to get there and get settled and return to my genealogical studies.
It doesn't help to growl and grumble. I just hope we find everything the way Mr. Patterson represented it. It should be fun living in a town of 3,000 after living in Chicago so long. Your health should be better out here, too, Dad.
What did I do with the deed to that property?
It's in your suitcase. I'm dying to see the house. 5 rooms, think of it.
It doesn't say anything about a house in the deed.
No, but Mr. Patterson said there was one.
Ought to be a good one for $3,000. All the money I had.
But we've also got 500 acres of land. $6 an acre? I call that pretty good.
Dixon Flats! Dixon Flats!
Here we are, Dad.
Dixon Flats! Dixon Flats! Help! Find a robber, please!
Stella, cover up that confounded parrot, Great Scott.
All right. I hope that yelling of his isn't an omen.
Hey, Ed Patterson.
What do you want, Gus?
That line this old Morse has got gold on it.
What? What are you talking about? Nobody ever hid gold around here.
There's gold there. I saw it. Look at them nuggets.
My thunder, it is gold.
Sure it is. Washing down the creek, and that's on their land. I've just been out there making sure the boundaries for you, like you said to do.
You better have a look at that.
Come on, then.
I was waiting to see if Morrison came in on this train. Thought maybe he'd get discouraged after he saw what he bought, and I could buy that land back again for 50 cents on the dollar.
And then sell it again, huh?
Yeah, to some other sucker for $6 an acre. Yeah, but that can wait. Come on, show me where that gold is.
Let's keep an eye out for the senor and the senorita, Pancho.
He passes you, somebody. Look, Cisco.
No. That is on the locomotive, amigo.
They're not right there, Cisco.
No. Just the engineer and the fireman ride on the locomotive.
Locomotive. Pancho think that motive loco, all right. Big black dirty thing.
There.
Where?
That might be Senor Morris and his daughter. They're standing there looking around.
Oh, see. What the senorita got in her hand, Cisco?
Oh, might be a parrot cage, Pancho.
A parrot cage? Pancho never heard of a parrot. What a parrot?
There's a bird, amigo. I'll tell you more about it later. Come, let us make ourselves known to them. I beg your pardon. You are Senor Morris?
That's who I am, mister.
You are a friend of Senor Sampson?
Walter Sampson?
Si.
Why, yes, we know Walter Sampson well.
I have here a letter from Senor Sampson asking us to be of help to you in any way possible.
Oh, how nice.
I am known as the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Well, how do you do? This is my daughter, Stella.
Senorita.
I hope you will like it here.
I think we will, only where's the town?
You are looking at the town.
See, 4 houses, 1 barn, 2 chicken houses, 1 store, 1 depot, too many people.
I mean, that's all there is of it?
Si, senorita. You were expecting it to be bigger?
We were told it was a town of 3,000 people.
It begins to look as if we were taken in, Stella.
Dear, this isn't even a crossroad.
Well, we will see what we can do. You have a map of your property, senor?
Yes, right here in my pocket. The deeds in my suitcase.
Can we go and look at the property right now, Cisco? I want to know the worst as soon as possible.
Very well, senorita. Although it may turn out to be better than you think. Pancho, take the birdcage from the senorita.
Thank you, Pancho.
Also, take that suitcase. I will take the others. Let's leave the baggage in the depot.
Cisco, say a bird in here, senorita.
It's my parrot, Pancho.
Huh?
His name is Oswald. My father bought him from a sailor. He's got quite a vocabulary, too.
Quite a vocabulary?
But he just won't use it when anybody's looking at him.
Vocabulary. That must mean his beak, huh?
Put the things down here, Pancho.
The vocabulary.
Will be all right. Will they not, Senor Mathis?
Yes, so, Cisco. But I'm going home to dinner in a minute.
Well, will it be all right if Pancho stays here while you are gone?
Yeah, sure thing.
Then you stay here, Pancho, and keep an eye on the baggage.
Yeah.
Senorita, you can ride with me on Diablo, and you, Senor Morris, can ride on Loco if Pancho does not mind.
Pancho not mind. Pancho, stay here and take a little siesta.
You are ready, Senorita?
Yes, just as soon as I uncover the parrot. There, Oswald. Now it'll be cooler for you. And Pancho's here to keep you company.
Father's so sleepy. Nothing keep the eyes open.
Let go the anchor, boys.
What? Somebody say something? Pancho think he hears somebody.
No, must be wrong. Nobody here. Pancho wrong.
What do you say? Pancho help. Pancho help. Santo. Pancho hears somebody call for help. You hear that, Aswell? Pancho, that could be dreaming. Pancho might be dreaming.
Pancho, try to go to sleep again.
Hold on, boys. Heavy thing.
Pancho hears somebody then. See somebody right in this room. But nobody here. Pancho look under these benches.
Burn your sail, mate. She's spinning in the middle.
Madre mia, where'd that come from? Atwell, tell Pancho, where'd you hear that voice, huh? Where it come from? I know. Pancho not know how anybody speak, but nobody here. Behind the counter. Pancho sneak up on him.
What?
Come on, out of me. Pancho not stay where that goes. Pancho get
the note. Let's grab it.
Out of the place and hold it. Pancho, wait for Cisco somewhere else.
Hey, you sure was right, Gus. There's gold out there and lots of it. Fine time for me to be finding it out.
You wouldn't get that land back, Ed.
I aim to get it back, pronto.
Sisko's got them people out there looking at it now. Not much chance they'll come across that gold, though.
I ain't worrying about that.
The old man will probably take 50 cents on the dollar.
I ain't taking any chances, Gus. I'm going after the deed to that property.
Oh.
Chances are they left their baggage in the depot. Didn't have any other place to leave it.
Yeah. Matthews goes home to dinner about this time.
We'll take a look in through the window on this side of the depot first. Oh, boy.
Oh, there. Oh.
Now we'll see. Nobody in there, Gus. There's the baggage. Come on.
This is going to be easy, Ed.
It sure is.
What in thunder's that?
Oh, it's that parrot. Never mind him. Let's get them suitcases open.
I'll open this one, Ed.
Hey, this looks like the deed right here on top.
Huh?
Yep, that's what it is, Gus. Old Ed Patterson's got his deed back. What are you laughing at?
Aren't you had enough? Aren't you had enough?
What are you talking about, Ed?
I don't know. Don't make any difference. I've got what I was after, and that's all that counts. Let's close up these suitcases. Come on, get out of here. Then when old man Morris comes back, I'll ask him for his deed and see what he's got to say.
So, the land is not so bad as you thought it would be, senorita.
No, I rather like it, sister. How about you, Dad?
Oh, one place is as good as another to me. No question, though, but what we got swindled.
That is unfortunately true, senor. You say it was Senor Patterson who sold you the land?
That's his name, Cisco.
Did he misrepresent the property through the mails?
No, he called to see us on a trip back east.
Well, how did he know of you?
He advertised some land in the eastern papers, and I answered the ad.
Then you have no way of proving it to be a swindle.
I'm afraid not, Cisco. We'll just have to make the best of it. If only there was a house on it, some place to live.
Oh, I'm sure we can find a place for you to live until such time as you build. Perhaps with Senora and Senor Matthews. They are fine people. I would like to have a look at your deed, sir.
We'll look at it right now, Cisco. Here's the depot.
Oh, there. Oh. Here, I'll have it down, senorita.
Thank you, Cisco.
There you are. Something in your deed might prove this to be a swindle.
Come on.
Where's Pancho? Pancho! Pancho!
Pancho had enough!
Pancho had enough? What does that mean?
Probably Pancho was talking to Oswald.
See, possibly. Also, Pancho may have got hungry and gone to get something to eat.
Stella, this deed's gone.
What?
It's gone. Look, it was right there.
Yes, it was. I packed that suitcase myself. Dad, that Pancho.
Oh, now, senorita, Pancho would not open the suitcase.
I'm not so sure. We don't know him. We don't know you either. Dad, these men are in league with Patterson. I'm sure they are.
Thank you. Unless Cisco can find that deed, it's going to be very hard to prove that he and Pancho are innocent of stealing it. Also, that Patterson did steal it. In just a moment, we'll continue our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. And now, back to the Cisco Kid and the story of Pancho and the Parrot. When Pancho, scared out of his wits by Stella Morris's talking parrot, left the railroad station in a hurry, Ed Patterson came in and stole the deed to land which he had sold to Stella's father. When the Morrises returned and found the deed missing, they blamed Pancho and suspected Cisco. Now?
It's perfectly clear, Dad. Cisco suggested that Pancho stay here and guard our luggage so Pancho could steal the deed.
But, senorita...
Don't talk to me. I don't even want to speak to you.
Senor Morris, Pancho did not steal that deed. Pancho would not steal anything. He does not know the meaning of the word.
Then where is the deed?
I do not know. I only know that Pancho would not steal it. He would not even open your suitcase.
Cisco, Cisco, Pancho sees you come. Pancho run all the way here. There's a ghost in here.
A ghost?
A ghost. See, a ghost.
What are you talking about, Pancho? There is no such thing as a ghost.
Pancho hear him, Cisco. Pancho not see him, but he hear him.
Pancho, hand him up. Pancho, hand him up.
Did you hear that, Cisco? That a ghost.
That is not a ghost, Pancho. That is the parrot talking.
The parrot talking? That bird talking?
Hey.
Santo, Pancho think that worse than a ghost, a talking bird. Adios, Cisco.
Come back here. There's nothing unusual about a talking parrot.
What about my deed, you?
Me?
Yes, you. You stole the deed to my land out of this suitcase.
Pancho think they're mistakes, senor. Pancho not steal anything. Pancho not here after that bird start to talk.
Don't believe him, Dad. We'll take this matter to the police.
What police?
See, let us go to the sheriff and talk it over with him. Oh, wait. This is Patterson.
Howdy, Mr. Morris.
Howdy, miss.
Hello.
I meant to meet you at the train, but I got delayed.
You swindled us on that land, Patterson. You told us it was right on the edge of a town. You said there was a good house and buildings on it.
Well, I was just going to explain that, Mr. Morris. I got it mixed up with another deal. Your place is over near Adobe City.
You mean that there's a house on it? It's the way you described it to
me? Why, sure thing, miss. As soon as your father hands me back the deed I gave him, we get the matter all straightened out.
Well, I... my deed's just been stolen, Patterson.
Stolen?
Yes. My daughter and I were just questioning these men here.
Oh. Guess you do well to question, Mr. Morris. These fellas been in most every jail in the whole Southwest.
Be careful what you say, senor.
That's true, and you know it is.
Is it true, Cisco?
It is true that Pancho and I have been in jails.
Oh.
I should have known it.
Yes, senorita, but every time we escape...
No, Pancho.
Huh?
Senor, senorita, Pancho means we were wrongly arrested.
Si, we escape all the time.
There's your answer, Mr. Morris. But until you hand me that deed, none of my land belongs to you.
You mean without the deed, we can't prove we bought that land?
What?
That's right.
Oh. Hold it, Patterson. Got his deed back.
Hey, what the...
Did you hear that, Senor Morris? Senorita?
Something about Ed Patterson. I didn't get the rest of it.
Neither did I.
You heard it, Senor Patterson.
No, I didn't hear a thing. When you find that deed, Morris, I'll be over in Adobe City. You can reach me there.
Senorita, can you get that parrot to repeat anything?
No, not till he gets ready to. He may say something once and never say it again. I don't see what he's got to do with this.
He has a great deal to do with it. He is the only one who can solve this matter, if he will.
That was done pretty easy, Ed. Getting property back, you've already made $3,000, huh?
Yeah, but when I was talking with the Morrises over at the depot in Dixon Flats, that parrot fired my own words right back in my face.
What words, Ed? What are you talking about?
You remember, Gus, just after I took the deed out of the old man's suitcase, what I said?
Goodness, I do.
I said old Ed Patterson's got his deed back.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be a local maverick if that bird didn't squawk out them same words right in front of me and the Morrises and Cisco and that other sidewinder.
The parrot said that?
Yeah, sure as you're born, Gus. I heard him all right. I let on I didn't. Worst of all, Cisco heard him.
Then the only thing to do is kill the parrot.
That's what I gotta do. Morse is staying at Matthew's place. As soon as I get these papers filled out, we'll ride over and buy that parrot.
I don't know why I agreed to ride over here with you, Cisco. That parrot probably won't talk. You never do when you want him to.
But, Sheriff, even if the parrot does not talk, the fact that Senor Patterson comes to buy that bird will mean something, will it not?
How would it?
Might mean that he has a very guilty conscience.
Gotta be more than just a guilty conscience to hold water in court, Cisco. You know that.
Nevertheless, I think you will not be sorry you came. Here. And there's the senorita. Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Oh, it's you two. And who's the gentleman with you?
This is Sheriff Dobbs, Senorita Morris.
How do you do, Miss Morris?
I'm very sorry, Sheriff, that I haven't proof enough to ask you to arrest these men.
Well, now, ma'am, I don't know. I've known these two hombres a long, long time, and I've never yet known them to steal anything.
You know our story, then?
I know what Cisco's told me.
That's one side of it. If Dad was here, he might help me tell our side of it. But he rode out with the Matthews to look again at that property we thought was ours.
We are here to try to help you believe we did not take that deed, Senorita. You are going to have visitors very shortly, and oh, there is dust in the distance.
Yes, Cisco. Maybe these are two hombres.
Senorita, when these men get here, take them into the room where the parrot is.
I don't see why I should. Well, you've got a nerve.
Senorita, please, there is no time to waste words. The sheriff and Pancho and I will be in the next room listening.
Yeah, I'd string along with Cisco if I was you, ma'am. He most always knows what he's doing.
Well, if you say so, Sheriff, all right, but I don't understand this at all.
Gracias, senorita. Keep them in the room talking as long as you can. Come, Sheriff. Come, Pancho. We'll go in the house.
Afternoon, miss. This is Gus Linson.
Howdy, ma'am.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd kind of like to talk to you about that parrot of yours, miss.
Very well. Come in.
Thank you.
Sit down, won't you?
Thanks.
Now, what about my parrot?
Well, I've kind of took a fancy to that bird, miss. I'd like to own him.
He's not for sale, Mr. Patterson.
I didn't figure he would be. Unless I could make the price attractive.
He's a fine-looking bird, man. Good talker, too.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, I guess...
Shut up, Gus. I'll give you $50 gold for that bird.
No.
$75.
My gracious, Mr. Patterson. He isn't worth $75.
Well, I know that, but the value of a thing lies in how much a man's willing to give for it. $75.
He's not for sale.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $200 cash.
Really, Mr. Patterson, that's not sensible. Why do you want him that much?
Well, I told you why. Here's your money right here.
No.
Well, now look here.
Old Ed Patterson got his deed back.
That settles it. I'll ring that blasted bird's neck.
Oh, you will not. Stop me.
Your pardon, senorita. These must be
still. I'll get the parrot, Ed.
Ed, Ed, what does that parrot mean to say in that?
How do I know?
The only way he can learn, Sheriff, is by hearing people say the words. Patterson must have taken that deed.
I think when your father comes back, senorita, you will know why Senor Patterson wanted that deed back.
Kind of looks bad for you, Ed. You come on with me. I'm going to get to the bottom of this matter plumb quick.
You won't blame me too much, will you, Cisco?
Blame you, senorita? Of course not. It was a natural mistake. The evidence was against Pancho and me.
I'm terribly sorry, just the same.
Oh, do not be sorry. There is nothing to be sorry for. Let us be glad instead. Glad that the hombre Patterson confessed and returned the deed to your father.
I'm so happy about that.
You are now rich, senorita, with all that gold your father found on your land.
You and Pancho should have a share of that, Cisco. Oh,
gracias, but Pancho and I have no need for gold.
I never met anybody like you, Cisco.
Well, everyone is different, even Oswald.
Yes, Oswald, bless his heart. I wouldn't sell him for $1 million. I mean that.
I believe you, senorita. There are many things that gold cannot buy.
Yes, Cisco.
The sunrise in the morning, the sunset at night.
Yes.
The smile on a senorita's lips and in her eyes.
Yes, Cisco.
And perhaps...
Perhaps what?
The touch of a senorita's lips.
Well?
Like this. Senorita.
Quiet, Oswald. Cisco busy. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What? Say, Omari's dude?
Oh, he's a genealogist, amigo.
He a geni what?
A genealogist.
Huh?
That means he can trace down your family tree.
Pancho, I got a family tree, Cisco. Pancho, family, all born on the ground.
Family tree is only a way of speaking, Pancho. To say it another way, Senor Morris can tell who you, your father, and your grandfather sprang from.
Senor Morris tell who my grandfather Manuel sprang from?
Si, amigo.
Oh, but Cisco.
Si?
My grandfather Manuel. Very fierce man.
I cannot help how fierce he was, Pancho. Senor Morris can still tell you who he sprang from.
Then Senor Morris not tell the truth, Cisco.
Oh, why does he not tell the truth?
Because my grandfather Manuel so fierce.
Si?
He never sprang from anyone. He always sprang at them.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, nothing to get into? Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call me, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.